We are joined on Footy Frenzies by the AFL Chief Operating Officer, Gillon McLachlan. Good morning and welcome, Gillon. Thanks for
morning,
taking
Rachel.
The time to answer our questions. So let's jump straight into it.
Gillon, it has been reported you were approached by the NRL and Liverpool this year. What were your reasons for turning down these positions?
Well, without sort of commenting on those, I'm very happy here at the AFL. I think we've got a very full agenda over the next 5 years. I've got a team we've been working with to develop the game in Sydney and in Queensland, and I'm excited by the ongoing challenges.
During the Olympics, you found yourself acting as CEO of the AFL. How did you find the role? Would you like the role in future years?
I'd love it once it's to be the CEO of the AFL. I enjoyed it while Andrew was away. I enjoyed the challenges that exist, the parts of the job that I don't come and do, the need to deal with issues that come up day to day around the media. So I found it challenging, I enjoyed it, and at some stage I'd love to be considered for the role.
Have you ever met another Gillon? Was it a Dylan spelling mistake at birth?
I have met another Gillon, actually. I was named after a cowboy in a Western novel my parents read at the time called Gillon Forbes Cameron. I met another Gillon in England once, and that's the only one I've met. That was a mistake.
Who was better in the backyard growing up, you or Hamish?
Me, definitely. He understands, he knows that I was always better. He still acknowledges it today.
You played a big role in the development of the expansion sides. Where do you think the next area of the AFL will expand into this?
I don't know. I think that we need to consolidate in Queensland and New South Wales, and there's a lot of work to go on there for the next 10 years ago. I think structurally things will change in Tasmania, and that'll be the next key area of growth for us.
Who's your tip for the premiership, Brownlow and Norm Smith medals?
Premiership Hawthorn, Norm Smith, Buddy Franklin, Brownlow, Gary Ablett.
What football team did or do you support?
I follow Uni Blues in the Amateur League. I played there for a lot of years, and I have a quiet passion for St Kilda in the AFL.
One of our radio camera listeners writes, there have been more changes to the rules in the last 5 years than in the 150-year history of the game. Was the game so wrong with how it was?
No, and I don't know if that's necessarily correct, but I think society has evolved, what people are looking for has evolved, and I think ultimately if you don't move at the times, you get left well behind, and I think some other sports have found that if you're not progressive and responding, reacting and getting ahead of the curve, you're ultimately going to be left a long way.
Why are finals tickets so expensive? Are they affordable for the everyday supporter?
I think that ultimately, when you compare it to other premium events, they're not that expensive. It's a challenge, though, if you're trying to go to all 4 weeks. I agree.
Will you be tuning into RadioCarrum.org this Friday at 1:10 to hear your interview? And will you talk to us in season 2013?
I'd love to come and talk to you guys again, and I'll be listening at 1:10. It's now on my speed dial.
That brings us to the end of our interview. Thank you for joining us on Radio Cam today. We look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Well done, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Teammate has run to touch him.